Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, what a great setup to segue from my dear friends Jan and Candy from Long Realty, because I have indeed their CEO, Rosie Coverlin, with me here in the studio. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Zara.
Great. And I know the two of them are listening in.
I hope so. They better be.
They better be. Well, Rosie.
Hi, Jan. Hi, Candy.
We absolutely set you up with these two segments. Of course, Chris Hearn and his book that allowed a conversation about commercial lending, and then Star on the personal investing side. I thought we might go back to kind of a point that she and I touched on right at the very beginning of her discussion, that was that how to make money when you buy, not when you sell.
Well, that is spot on. I mean, you absolutely, when you look at, first of all, you know, when people are in the process of looking at their home or an investment or that kind of stuff, they really need to assess their own personal and family needs. I mean, that's where it really all starts, mm-hmm. right there. Instead of looking at your housing or your home as an investment vehicle, look at it to meet your family needs first. But then second, and right away, is the investment piece of real estate. And she was absolutely, Star was right on in terms of you make your money on the purchase. So that means that with today's low interest rates and today's depressed pricing, we have more affordability for buyers to be purchasing a home today than probably in the last 50 years. But that also, that same piece applies to sellers.
Mm-hmm.
If a person is sitting in their home and the home is too big for them or the home is too small for their family, they may be feeling like, wow, the prices still haven't come up, or they're not where I want them to be in 2005 levels. But they need to be changing that mindset in terms of listing their home now so that they can capture some of the wealth building that they would get in their purchase of a new home,
exactly.
That would actually fit their family needs today.
So,
and I think that's a piece that folks really need to think through.
I think exactly, because it's the idea that there's an opportunity cost for waiting.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
absolutely.
Right. Let me introduce Rosie so you understand from which authority and experience and passion she speaks from. She's CEO of the Long Companies, which overseeing strategic planning and leadership for all of the Long Companies, which includes brokerage, mortgage, title, and insurance. With more than 25 years of real estate experience herself, Rosie has served in branch and senior management positions with Long since 1991. Based now in Tucson, of course, Long Realty is a part of the Home Services America, which is a Berkshire Hathaway affiliate. It's been helping generations of Arizonans achieve their dreams of ownership since 1926. And they have a network now of more than 1,400 licensed real estate associates in more than 39 offices, which includes 23 affiliate realty and property management companies, independently owned and operated in Phoenix and throughout Arizona and also into Mexico. Prior to joining Long, Rosie served as a branch manager at Mason McDuffie Financial Corporation in Northern California. She was also director of employment and training programs for the city of Cleveland. She's a native of Pennsylvania, received her master's of public administration from Kent State University, and is a certified residential broker. And Rosie currently serves, of course, on a variety of professional boards, including the Tucson Association of Realtors, Pima County Real Estate, and also on the Carondelet Foundation. She's also very active in the community in organizations such as Southern Arizona Leadership Council, Women at the Top, Habitat for Community, and also a proud participant in the Long Realty Cares Foundation. So that term Long Realty comes a whole portfolio, including philanthropy.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, our Long Cares Foundation is, I'm very, very proud. Last year, we celebrated our 10th anniversary of the Long Cares Foundation. And with that, we were in that 10-year period of time, we have given we broke the $2 million mark last year, $2 million back into the communities that we serve and who the community serves us.
Yeah.
So it was one of our better strokes of genius in terms of putting together the foundation.
Well, it also gives your employees and all your associates a mechanism to do good and do well.
Well, that's just it. I mean, for a long period of time, the company did their philanthropic giving to the community, and every one of our agents are very involved with the community and give philanthropically. And we just realized that if we had pulled all of our resources together, that we would have those dollars grow better than they do separately.
Yep, that's right. Back then to our opening comment about make money when you buy, not when you sell, and that there's an opportunity cost to timing, in other words, waiting too long. One of the realities, though, for many of our listeners, I think almost all of us, regardless of where we are in our wealth portfolio, is access to the credit then, the whole process and having our ducks in a row and so on. So some thoughts and advice, and what's going on? Is it shifting? Is it in
well,
any
you
way?
Know, yeah. Here's what happened in the 6 years of the recession and the downturn of the housing market. What was not caused because of housing. What it was caused was because of the financial crisis. And quite honestly, the pendulum had swung way, way, way far to one particular side in terms of ease of credit. I mean, there was a time when someone could just literally go in and say, yes, I make this amount of money, and there was no verification whatsoever done by the financial institutions. And so it was a very, very fast...
It was like a reckoning, a very fast reckoning.
Yeah, it was a very, very fast situation, and then all of a sudden, that fast situation hit a wall, okay? Well, now the pendulum has swung to the other extreme, and that's not healthy either.
No.
Because what's happened is that it has really frozen the ability for credit. So now people, you have to go to the opposite extreme of having pristine credit. I know that my agents have had some absolute horror studies, horror situations where, people with what was perceived as very, very good credit and putting a lot of money down and having building equity on the purchase right away, still having great difficulty getting a loan. Lenders and underwriters tend to ask for documentation on things in the past that you would never think, and so it's caused a lot of difficulty in our world, and also it causes a lot of frustration with our consumers because you only typically purchase a home every 5 to 7 years. Well, if you purchase a home 5 to 7 years ago,
it's a whole different
it
game.
Was very, yeah, very easy.
Game, yeah.
And now today, if you want to refinance that home or you purchase a new home, it's an entirely different, stressful, painful situation because you're digging documents out that you had no idea that you had to dig out.
Yes, the great archaeological dig, as
yes.
I call it, in the garage
or the
more painful one is to trying to find it in your computer if you've chosen to go that. That file naming process, folks, is very, very important. Well, I'd like to echo then some of the things that Star Cochran said before, and that would be, of course, if you're thinking of investing in real estate, that your real estate agent is a phenomenal partner. Well, let's couple that with, and of course, you have access to this within the Long organization, and that is your mortgage lender, your advisor. So this is a team kind of end-to-end service prospect that can guide you through it.
Right. Many, many years ago, we had done some, as a company, we had done some focus groups with consumers in the community and realized that the consumer wanted to be able to go one place, one stop, and have all of their needs serviced. And so that's when we were able to break out of our core business of real estate by representing buyers and sellers in the community. And we created a title company for title insurance. Mm-hmm. And then we created a mortgage company to be able to access the mortgage. We also have Long Insurance, which has, homeowners insurance and actually now even automobile insurance. So those companies are our mainstay here. And we're able to service the consumer from start to finish and make that experience as easy as possible. Now, is it easy all the time?
No.
Absolutely not. But we try to make it as easy as possible, that's for sure.
And, of course, the other thing you had access to that is a little bit more tacit, not so explicit, though, is you've got access to the Rolodex that's on that desk of your real estate agents or your mortgage lender. So I can tell you right now, for my family, when we moved here, our move came up very quick. So I had to hit the ground running very fast. And to have access to then the home inspector, what's the best cable company? Do you have someone who can do a fresh house cleaning? And so on. And those are tried and true referrals.
Well, something that maybe it would be helpful to share. We also have a program called the Long Advantage Program, where we have partnerships with companies in the community where our consumers will actually get a discount if they need to put new carpeting into that home, or they need to have a new air conditioning unit, or they need to have something refurbished or painting. We have partnerships with companies in the community where they will give preferential treatment and also discounts to the long realty consumer.
Absolutely. I have my book of e-tickets, which for those of you who are a little bit older than some listeners, that's how you got the good rides at Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
That gave me access to that preferential treatment that's absolutely, you know, really, really respected. Well, Rosie, what really is going on here in Tucson now? I know you are the font of knowledge on analytics, so maybe you can talk about some of the, no kidding, surely this is really going on and changing in a good way.
Well, you know, as I mentioned before, we had 6 years starting in 2000 and early on 2006 downturn in the real estate market. The real estate market started to turn in a positive fashion basically September of 2011. That's when we had hit bottom. We had been at bottom for about 4 months, and then we started to tick up just so slightly in appreciation. And we've been moving up and up and up every month since then. We are currently at a 3 months worth of inventory supply, which is considered a very, very, very low inventory. We like to be at a 6 to 7 months worth of inventory so that it's a really nice balanced market between buyers and sellers.
Yep, right.
But the low inventory issue is a systemic issue that's across the whole entire country right now. Us sitting at 3 months is actually considered good by some standards. My understanding, like the Bay Area, San Francisco, they have 2 weeks worth of inventory. So that's like a critical issue. Interest rates, as Star had mentioned in your previous segment, are extremely low. They're still at 50-year lows. They're not anticipated to go up until maybe the fourth quarter of this year. And then when they start to go up, in the past, they've always gone up fairly fast. Now, what will happen now, I don't know. So our market is really dependent upon, lots of regulatory issues and lots of bigger issues that we really, really can't control because of the low interest rates that are being tied to the unemployment rates and that kind of stuff.
But I think your advice here is just like our earlier comment, if you're being prepared to make money when you buy, not when you sell, is that don't count on it, getting too much lower, and when it moves, it's going to move quick. So being ready.
Right.
And taking action.
I just can't imagine that it would get much closer to
3%
or below, you know. So today's low interest rates, another thing is that if a consumer can afford it, they ought to be looking at possibly a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year
right.
mortgage if they're looking at how to create long-term wealth. So I think that's a real issue that they should be taking a look at. So homes in our lower price points are selling very, very fast.
And what number would that be?
Well, it's not uncommon right now for an offer for homes priced below $300,000 to actually have multiple offers on those properties. So we're back into some competitive bidding issues, and something to be concerned about with that is that we still, as a big part of the real estate transaction is the appraisal issue.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, we have flushed through an enormous quantity of bank-owned properties and short sale properties in this community, but that's what appraisals are still being tied back to. So there's some appraisal issues that, you know, when you're working with your realtor, you really need to discuss that up front. You may even want to think about having paying a little money to get, if you have an unusual piece of property, you're not in a subdivision or something like that, you may want to get a pre-appraisal issue so that you have a better handle on what my home is really worth.
Absolutely. This happened to us, in fact, as we went into refinancing. And fortunately, we did some of that pre-appraisal work because I think I would have been very disappointed. But it's just such an unusual property. No comps because nothing had turned. Right. And then when I did see the appraisal, I'm thinking, there's no way the same people would look at those different houses.
Right.
So you're right.
Now,
but it all goes back to your earlier point that the game has changed. So you got to be prepared to different rules, inferences, and so on. So having good agents and mortgage lenders to help you cope.
Absolutely. And now probably more than ever, it's more important for the consumer to be educated as to what's happening in the marketplace. And it's really, really, really important for them to be working with a real estate professional who really, truly understands the dynamics of not just what not just putting your home on MLS. How do you put your home on MLS? How do you actually price it appropriately? How do you stage it appropriately? How do you get through that contract period in terms of inspections and that, those sorts of issues? That's the skill level that they need to be looking at.
Mm-hmm. So other analytics you're watching. We said here the three-month inventory, again, mm-hmm. is out there. Credit loan percentages are very appealing with if you can make 15-year versus 30, that's also gives you a leg up for
exactly.
that investment
for the long term.
Long term, and then also the price points, particularly homes below 300,000.
Yeah, below 300,000, it's a very, very, very fast marketplace. Some folks may be interested in the luxury marketplace, which would be homes over 800,000. That market is picking up, but There's still a large pocket of listings available in that marketplace over 800,000. So, like say 800 to 900,000, we have 47 months worth of inventory.
Ooh, wow, what a difference! Yeah.
So what that means is that a couple things. One, they're possibly we need to have some price adjustments in that upper price point range in terms of getting homes priced appropriately. Second, it means that the buyers for the upper end market still haven't felt the sense of confidence that they may want in terms of coming into the marketplace. I think a third issue is that we went through a period of time where we were building very, very, very big, what some folks called McMansions.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that value, that human value has gone through some changes in terms of people saying, you know what, I really don't need a 6,000 square foot second home.
And I would say that's actually a whole social structure adjustment happened nationwide. That's just not unique to Tucson, is it? Because I know a lot of your work, of course, personally, you are touching in with colleagues from all around the United States to know leading, lagging indicators and so on for the Tucson and Arizona markets.
Yeah, that piece of people wanting to right size, I think is something that absolutely has come out of this recession that we went through.
And that's a lot of things that are also in their portfolio. Mm-hmm. We had entitled this segment, Real Estate, the Missing Link to the Job Market. Let's talk about that because, of course, here in Tucson, we know so many of our professionals and small business owners are linked to the real estate market.
Right. My industry, real estate industry, is absolutely totally dependent upon jobs.
Right.
The job market is totally dependent upon the housing market. So it is a very, very circular situation here. And, you know, the drum that I have been beating for the last 5 to 6 years out in the community with every business owner that I could have a conversation with is that our role as leaders in this greater Tucson area is we need to be doing whatever we can be doing to create jobs. Mm-hmm. And that is to help our economic development professionals and our political, public sector leaders, do whatever we can do to be putting our foot forward to make Tucson more attractive for people to be bringing jobs here and creating stability with our jobs. Also, one of the biggest factors here in the last few years is that, you know, we weren't building new homes.
Yes.
New homes could not compete with the REOs and the short sales on the marketplace. Fortunately, we're starting to see new construction to come back into the marketplace, probably not as fast as we really need them to come back, but that's coming back. So I expect for construction jobs and jobs that are supportive of our new home construction industry will start to tick up in our community.
Well, and of course, our community in particular, if you look at still people keeping nose to the grindstone and working hard to really change the face of downtown.
You know, they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that word really needs to get out. Yes, I get very frustrated when I hear, pardon me, but on the news, on TV news and radio news,
right, exactly,
about the traffic hurdles downtown with the streetcar. It's like, okay, let's buck up. You know, it's only temporary. Let's get downtown. Let's start supporting those businesses, because what's happening there is really very, very positive.
Well, and in fact, too, as much as there was some unfortunate self-fulfilling prophecy negative-wise that took us down, there's every opportunity for positive self-affirmations to bring us back up.
Right. I think if we could develop an attitude in the community of working together instead of just focusing on our own individual self-interests, it would go a long way.
You betcha. That's the leadership we love to hear. Rosie Coverlin, CEO of the Long Companies. You can learn more about their very broad and diverse organization at www.longrealty.com. Rosie, thanks so much for contributing
today.
Thanks
for having me.
Real pleasure.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.